Leading the news this morning, an Australian man has gone on trial for terrorism-related offences in Saudi Arabia. 25-year-old Shaden Jamil Thorne was jailed almost a year and a half. For a year and a half. His brother Junaid is in hiding after Saudi authorities confiscated his passport. Boston police have arrested and charged three more suspects in connection with last month's twin bomb attack. The three 19-year-old students, two Kazakhs and one American, were college classmates of accused Boston bomber Yoha Sanaev. They allegedly removed a backpack from his room 3 days after the attack. The federal government is keeping up the pressure on the opposition to back an increase in the Medicare levy to help pay for the National Disability Insurance Scheme. Opposition leader Tony Abbott says he'll have more to say on that today. And the Prime Minister has announced this morning that Tasmania will sign up to the full rollout of the scheme. Homicide detectives are investigating the discovery of a man's body in Melbourne's southeast. Police found the body among trees at the side of a road in Carrum Downs late yesterday. They believe the body may have been there for up to 3 weeks. Police don't know the man's identity and are hoping a post-mortem will reveal just how he died. And staying in Melbourne, and police are investigating an explosion at a home there last night. The blast came from a four-wheel drive parked outside the house in Narre Warren in the city's southeast. Several of the home's windows were damaged, but thankfully no one was injured. Police say they're treating the blast as suspicious.